We're holding by the 11th bracha, Ashiva Shartanu Kavirishenu, which Chazal say that the Malachim said when Moshe Rabbeinu said Ve'ilam Mishpatim, so Kosmo Malachim Amru Melech Ve'in Tzadok Mishpat. The Smichus to Kibbutz Goliath, Chazal say, is because after the Kibbutz Goliath is going to be, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to get rid of the Rishayim. Once Kadosh Baruch Hu gets rid of the Rishayim, then we'll have the Malchus of Kadosh Baruch Hu, will be in Yerushalayim, we'll have the Malchus of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Be'etzem this bracha is based, we'll have the Malchus of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Yerid Vash says that that's what a person should have in mind, Be'etzem. The Ikar Ashras Ashkina comes on, I did the Sanhedrin. I did the fact that there's Tzedek, I did the fact that there's Mishpat, comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokim Nitzav Va'adat Kel. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with the Shaftim. This bracha is basically based off of Pesukim in Yeshaya, which we'll read in a few weeks. Unless Mashiach comes, then maybe we won't have the Shlishah of the Paranusim. But at the end of Perek Aleph in Yeshaya, it says, Voshivu Yodi Olayich, when the Baruch Hu said he's going to give a chas v'chalila makas to Klal Yisrael to get rid of the Rishayim that are there, the sigim, the impurities, and the bedil, the metals that are inside of the silver, is going to be mitzarf them. He's going to refine Klal Yisrael to get rid of all the impurities. Voshivo shoyptayach kevarishayna v'yotayach kevatchila, which is not much the beginning of the bracha. And acharei kein yikari lecha, the Gula Shlema is going to come Ayidei Tiyan Mishpat Yipadah. There's a lot of Chalapin to the Gula. There's the Chalik of getting rid of the Rishayim, the Chalik of the Kibbutz Goliath, the Chalik of Kadosh Baruch Hu, of the Malucha, of Kadosh Baruch Hu being Mamlech himself and showing himself to the Gan Zavel. All these different Chalakim, so each one comes Ayidei something else possibly, but says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ashiva Shavtayach Kavir Yishenu Yaitayach Kavatkhilo. That's what we say, Ashiva Shavtayach Kavir Yishenu Yaitayach Kavatkhilo. What's the difference? Chazal Darshim, who are the Shavtim or who are the Yoyitzim? Shavtim is somebody that has the Shavit HaMelucha B'yodah, that he's Shavit because he's in charge. That was referring to Shlomo and David HaMelech. Despite the fact they were not the first Shavtim in Klal Yisrael, Shimshon was a Shavit, there was many Shavtim in Klal Yisrael before David HaMelech. And that's why it says Kavarishena. Kavarishena means that what we had originally, but it's not the first one. It's the beginning of something. The beginning of the Malchus Beis David. Hagam that there were Shavtim before them, the beginning Kavarishena of the Malchus Beis David, give us back our Shavtim Kavarishena, our Malachim, the Shlomo and David. V'yayatzein is referring to those that set down the law. And that's referring to Moshe and Aaron. Kivatchila, like, originally, there was no one before them. There wasn't anybody. Kivatchila means the first thing that was there. There was nobody else that gave us laws, that gave us the Mishpatei HaTorah before Moshe and Aaron. So, give us back our Shreftim, the Haim and the Malachim, and the Yayatim. It's maybe two aspects. I saw the Malvim over here in this passage. He says that Shreftim is referring to Bein Adam Lechaveri, and Yayatim is to help us with regard to Bein Adam Lechaveri. B'miyai is a person, what to do. That's what the Gain says. The Gain says that in the times where they had Nevi'im, you go to the Navi, and Navi would tell you what your tachlis is in the belt, what you're supposed to be doing, what your avoid is, what's your mission. And through that, the Pashup Shah means when we get rid of the Rishayim, then we're going to get rid of all the depression and all the anocha, the krechting, which yogin is really something which is internal, and anocha something which is external. Yogin is in the lave. It's just a feeling of sadness. It's a feeling of depression. Anocha is external. Anocha shaveres kasi gufish l'adam, says that if we get rid of the Rishayim, so the Rishayim are the ones that make us most of the problems, right? The Yitzhara, the Resha, and those that rule us. So we're asking the Rebbeinu Shlom, give us back, bring us back to the times that we had Moshe and Aaron, we had Shlomo and David, and we'll get rid of all the Rishayim. We'll be able to focus on Avodas Hashem, then, when we get rid of the Rishayim, Kol Arishik Kula Kiyoshim Tichle Kitzav Mershel Zadim Eretz the Simlech Ato Hashem Levadecha. After we get rid of the Risha, then we come to the Simlech Hashem Levadecha. Same thing over here. Get rid of the Rishayim, Hosir Ben Yogan Vanocho, and then Molech Aleinu Ato Hashem Levadcho. Now that means now we have the Ben Hashem that's ruling over us, but we have other people also, we have Erzah, we have Goyim, we have Shivan Malchiyot. Getting rid of the Rishayim will leave that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that's going to rule over us. And it's more also Hosir Ben Yogan Vanocho is Pashit. If that's for the Ibis Hadin that happens on the Rishoyim and all the terrible things that it says in Jerichoyim that happens because of Ibis Hadin, but it's also the Pashup Shad. People, they're depressed because they don't know what they're doing in life. They're Yogan Vanacha because they don't have a path to go, they don't know what they're supposed to be doing. Midlife crisis, what's going on in life, what are they supposed to be doing? But if you know, if you have a Yoyet, and you have a Shayfit, and they tell you exactly what you're supposed to be doing, exactly Alfi Allah, or what every single thing that comes up, you know exactly what you're supposed to be doing, and how you're supposed to be living your life, and what your individual mission is, it gets rid of the Yogan Ma'anokh. You, O Kadosh Baruch Hu, will be the sole Melech, maybe through the Shlukum of Melech HaMashiach, but it's all with the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bechesed uverachamim. Bechesed uverachamim means with compassion and kindness. That means despite the fact we don't deserve it. Even if we don't deserve it, v'tzadkenu b'mishpat. It always bothers me. I'm aware of v'tzadkenu b'mishpat. What does v'tzadkenu b'mishpat mean? Literal tzadik means justify us in judgment. Give us tzadik in mishpat. Mishpat is din. Tzadik is rachamim, really. So how do you have v'tzadkenu b'mishpat? Tzadik is tzadik. Give us tzedek, if we deserve it, we don't have to ask for it. If we don't deserve it, so what do we ask for? What does it mean? So mishpat is the din, how we see it, how it's perceived. It's perceived, Reuven kills Shimon. So, Reuven's chayv misa. But tzedek is taking in all the different circumstances that are behind it. What went into it? Do you know that Shimon was bothering Reuven the past 16 years, day in and day out? Do you know that he was depressed because of this? Do you know what all the circumstances that were behind it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into account, and therefore through that he'll be able to justify us, he'll be able to be mismatched us by mishpat. We're asking through even though maybe we don't deserve it, but with the extra dose of rachamim to take into account all the different things that brought the nesivis of brought that was behind our action through that tzadkenu b'mishpat. Baruch Adonai Hashem, Melech Hayei Tzadok b'mishpat. It's the only bracha the sword brings down from his brother. Me'olam Tamesi, how come in this bracha to Melech? Melech is Malchus, and the curse is the bracha Svuch L'chavarta doesn't need Malchus. So how come in this bracha, out of all the brachas, we say Melech? He says because specifically with regard to Mishpat, we see the gather and the midah of Malchus. A melech is somebody that's maimed the mishpat. Melech b'mishpat yamid eretz. That's the whole tachlis of a melech, is that he should run the country. He should be able to know that everything is worked according to the law. Halavai, that it should be that way. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oyev tzadok b'mishpat, even though l'chor the two things are asirah to each other, like we said, tzadok b'mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oyev tzadok b'mishpat, and even though he loves mishpat, and eilu mishpatim, this is, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the thing that he loves and give it to the people that he loves, and that's the mishpatim. However, he still takes into account the tzadok, and he's mastik, marech ape v'gomed ilay. He does whatever he could, despite the fact that there's mishpat. Still, there's the Indian of rachamim, like the Mesil Sharm says, that it's not b'chim b'shmucha, it's not. Actually, they say that. Abu Drum says that's why it says b'chesed rachamim. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, im loy b'chim b'shmucha, im loy chalechem. A person's not chayzer b'shmucha. We're not chayzer chatzah chalila. We're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to be b'chesed rachamim. Kadosh Baruch Hu be'etzem wants to be shayfet us for rachamim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves tzedakah in mishpat, together with them together. It's not a stira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're being mishaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in the mishpat he finds ways to do tzedakah, and he pushes off the einish, and it's not with the terrible chomer that maybe it should be if somebody that's mamrid against Melech Malchei Hamlochim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into account all of our machshavos, all the things behind it, and he's oyev tzedakah together with the mishpat.